Hey everyone, today is Super Bowl Sunday. It is February 12th and it's almost 8 o'clock a.m. here on the West Coast in California. And I have been really sick for the past week and the last 2 days, Friday and Saturday, feeling absolutely near death. As I mentioned, I'm saying that today is Super Bowl Sunday, not because I care so much about the Super Bowl, but just for descriptive and timeline purposes, I guess. So look, I made a huge mistake. I took on a job I never wanted as a favor to another client, and it has easily been reflected in my mental and overall physical health. I'm not sure how much clearer it can be, but if you're in a toxic environment, you will see that in your daily life in some way, shape, or form. And for me, I'm completely miserable and my physical and mental health have been consumed by negativity, and it is showing itself in real ways. I haven't been able to sleep at all, and my angst about this current consulting situation has been unbearable, and I'm really sick. I've walked into an office where people screaming on the phone or at others is a normal course of the workday. And here's the kicker. Surprisingly, I found myself screaming at another person a couple weeks ago. And I swear that's when this virus, this illness found its way into my body. I haven't screamed at anyone in years and definitely never at work. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And to see how my body and my brain have reacted to this situation has been, on the one hand, really surprising, and on the other, not so much. So the problem I'm in, of course, is that I'm in a situation where that if I walk away right now, I will let down a bunch of great people who have nothing to do with the toxic environment. The truth is they are so in it, they don't even know it's toxic. Or if they do, they have found a way to work through it because they're just so used to it. Some of the people working there have been with the company for over 20 years, and they're all pretty young, so that's really saying something. I can't even fault them, because you can easily see how they've managed through it all, and I actually understand why they stay. It's not just about money. They're all making pretty good money, but it's this weird other thing that happens. You know, that you want to accomplish it or that you want to figure it out. And that's the irony. Everyone who works here is pretty fantastic. They're an amazing bunch of people who are creative and brilliant. Everyone from the designers, the PAs, to the office staff, to the execs are good and decent people. But the way in which they work, which has been clearly cultivated over so many years, it's part of an institutionalized, ingrained way of working. I don't even know where I'd begin to fix something like that. And if I'm being honest, it's way above my pay grade. Also, I have no interest in fixing such a thing. My first thought is like to run, period. And there's a problem. If you don't fix the problem, then you become part of that energy, right? You become toxic yourself. I can't even blame one person for why they're all in this situation. The blame feels like it goes across all of them. Those who put up with it, those who become it, and those who continue to stay in it. My staying is also enabling and basically okaying how this place functions. But me leaving today is also not an option, at least not yet. I think that's why I've written this and why I'm podcasting this. Because yeah, I messed up. I did the one thing I swore I would never do, and I took a job as a favor to another client. So if I leave one client, I'm positive I'd have to leave the other client as well. And the other client is lovely and brilliant, and I've had them forever. So for right now, it's not an option. Even if I won the lottery, surely it'd be a better option to walk away. And yet still, I would never fully do that to any one of my clients. I would kindly find others to take my place, but goodness, it would be so much easier with a ton of cash in my pocket, as I know it would be for everyone who is listening to this. My goodness, how I hate that money matters sometimes. The truth is, I could leave both jobs and live easily off of my other clients for a while and surely dip into my savings if necessary. And so my situation isn't as dire as other people's, and yet it is still my situation. So I wanted to share it because I think a lot of people stay in jobs, no matter how toxic they are, because of loyalty, because of a paycheck, because of all the constraints that society puts on us, right? The funny part is this past week, I got a DM from another entity on LinkedIn wondering about my availability for more producing, this time for a live show. And he's an amazing person I met through another client and the CEO of a major label in the creator economy. So of course I took the call, but there is no way on the planet I would dive into something full-time like that. Not today. And I think he got that too. He was pretty clear that I probably wouldn't be able to keep my simple, lovely life that I want. So what do I want? I want my own show. I want to be doing these podcasts weekly and have guests on the show. I want to continue posting on YouTube and TikTok and elsewhere. I don't want to be around toxicity purposely. I don't want to be toxic. I don't want to be this sick physically because of work ever again. I don't want to feel this bad mentally because of a job ever again. I want to walk and run at the beach daily because I have the time and energy. I want my simple life back without the toxic environment. And I want to stop feeling this weak today. I am so tired. Writing this blog post has taken everything in me. And even doing this podcast right now is kind of hurting me. I just don't feel good. I need right now to go back to bed. So I'm going to cut this short a little bit. And yet, you know, I know the only reason why I'm sad is because later today on a Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, I have to actually work for this client because if I don't, people won't get paid next week. So this is the mess I'm in, the self-inflicted damage that I've done to myself. So my goal is March 31st, 2023 is the deadline I am setting for myself to make a change. It's enough time to make a change, but not so quick as to be damaging to anyone. So that's why I've stepped in to do this podcast today, even though I won't be able to post it on YouTube because I'm just not feeling great and my vanity has taken the best of me and I just don't want to be on camera. But I wanted to put this out there so it can help me stay accountable and also just to remind people that it really is important to do a self-analysis. If you are having physical issues or you're having mental issues and you can pinpoint that towards a certain part of your life, like bad friendships or toxic family or toxic friends or toxic jobs or whatever it is, if you can pinpoint that, then maybe you can make some changes to fix it, right? I think sometimes we think that we can't fix certain things by taking care of ourselves. And I'm here to remind you that I have just seen live how my whole body and presence and just attitude has changed because of being around a new environment that is not my cup of tea, you know? So I'm going to do what I can to make a change. I don't know exactly what that change is going to be, but it is going to happen by March 31st. So I'll keep y'all posted. As always, I am grateful to everyone who listens to All About the Joy. My hope is to keep doing my podcast on a weekly basis. I was hoping to be back in February, but it didn't happen, February 1st. The goal is to get back to a weekly routine. So hopefully I'll be able to do something next week, even if it's really short, but I'm always grateful. Again, you can check me out in my link in bio, Carmen Lisette. It's here in the podcast notes. You can always go to carmensuarez.com or carmenlisette.com. And please follow me on my podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, of course, Spotify and Apple and Google and all the other places. And check out my blog post at carmensuarez.com. And yeah, please reach out. I do appreciate and read every email and DM I get, and I try to get back to everyone as quickly as possible. So until next time, stay blessed, stay beautiful, and remember, it really is all about the joy.
Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.